Which actions break the fast? To intentionally eat, drink, or fulfill one's carnal desires breaks the fast. However, if one does these things in a state of absent-mindedness, then the fast does not break. To smoke, hookah, cigars, cigarettes breaks the fast also. If some particles remain in the mouth, which collectively are larger in size than a chickpea or is smaller in size but is removed from the mouth and then swallowed, will break the fast. If the gum bleeds and the blood dominates the saliva and it is then swallowed, will break the fast. It will also break if the blood was less but its taste was felt in the throat. If any particles of a substance are physically inhaled through the nostrils, or if oil is poured through the ears, then the fast will break. But if water enters the ears, it will not break the fast. If one is aware that he is fasting and still gargles in a way that water enters the throat, then the fast will break. The same rule applies for water inhaled through nostrils during wudu. If one eats or drinks while sleeping, it will break the fast during sleepwalking. Swallowing saliva will not break the fast, but if saliva is taken in the hand and then swallowed, then it will break the fast. If a very small quantity of tears enter the mouth and are swallowed, it will not break the fast. But if the tears dominate the saliva with the taste felt in the mouth, then the fast will break. If one deliberately vomits a mouthful, then the fast will break. If it is less than a mouthful, then it will not break. But if one vomits naturally, then the fast does not break, irrespective of the quantity. When is kafara, compensation, required? If any fast of Ramadan is deliberately broken, then kafara, compensation, is also required along with qada. The kafara here refers to fasting continuously for 60 days. If this is not possible due to serious illness or genuine weakness, then one should feed 60 people twice. As mentioned, all the 60 fasts should be in a consecutive order, without any gap. If one observes 59 fasts and misses one, then he should start all over. But this rule does not apply to a woman who enters her menstruation cycle before completing the 60 days, as she is allowed to continue from where she stopped after she becomes pure.